Well, we don't know a whole lot. My sense is that he's been in some version of a hotel in the transit zone, that he's gotten support through WikiLeaks, and I think probably some of the sympathetic countries that have offered him asylum. That's a guess on my part. But, I obviously being stuck in the transit zone can't be that pleasant for a month plus. But, you know, the Russians, I don't think, are in any hurry to move this along. They've effectively been able to sort of embarrass the White House by saying that they will let him in the country. But I'm not convinced that they'll end up staying in Russia long term. Maybe temporary asylum, but I could see him going someplace else after he gets outside the transit zone.
Snowden says he's not going to give any interviews because he fears for his safety. Do you think he should have that fear?
Well, I think that's over. Safety as far as getting arrested. I don't know about safety as far as somebody trying to harm him. But it will be interesting for him, because I'm not convinced the Russians will be day-to-day sympathetic about who he is or where he's going. And if you look at this historically, Amanda, the folks who have gotten asylum in Russia end up in remote, sort of bleak parts of Russia, living in some concrete high-rise that was built during Khrushchev's time. Not sort of what I think Edward Snowden would care for.
That's quite an image you paint there. I want to shift gears and ask you about something else. A new study that finds that Al-Qaeda is less of a threat to the United States these days. What do you make about this?
Well, since 9/11, and we've gone after Al-Qaeda so aggressively that it's now very diffuse and decentralized. And the goal is now more regional control. In other words, taking over Northern Africa, taking over Syria, Libya, Iraq, and so that they can create these extremist Islamic societies in those locations, which obviously are going to give them a lot of power if they can do that. But the eye on let's just attack the West, I think, has fallen to sort of the second row. Now, the big problem, though, are still, are going to be people like Tamerlan and Jahar, the Boston Marathon bombers. That is still the day-to-day problematic issue for law enforcement and the intelligence community. How many of those folks are out there that have, they may have connections to a bad part of the world, but that they pretty much are on their own and they've sort of radicalized themselves to harm us?